Hey, what's going on, family? Welcome to episode number 104 of Latino Vegano. And you guys know I'm your host, Roger. And today, I want to talk about how to transition to a vegan diet or to a vegan lifestyle for some of us. So that's going to be today's topic. Before, I want to say thank you, like always. Appreciate you guys listening to the podcast, downloading the podcast, watching our YouTube videos. So following us on the social media, appreciate you guys for all the love and support. Today, I'm going to be talking about how to transition. I'm going to be giving you a few tips on how to do that transition for the ones that are just getting started in their lifestyle. So let's do it. Episode number 104. This is awesome. So this is the second season of this podcast. I think one of the things that I learned from my first season, or my first 100 episode, was just to be all authentic, just to be able to express myself during this platform, using this platform. So I used this space to kind of talk about different things in my life. And there's a lot of progressions on my episodes because you find a little bit more of my personal stories. Some of it you're just going to find generic information, which is just questions I've been asked, kind of like what we're addressing right now. Others have been situations where I just want to give you guys a little bit insight of me and what's going on with my life at that particular moment. So it's been very personal. It's very authentic. It's just been me through the entire process. This is I record, edit, I create, come up with a script. So like what you guys are getting is all pure, organically me, no pun intended, right? So today I wanted to kind of touch base about how do you transition to a vegan diet, or what would be the best way to transition to a vegan diet. And even before I go that route, giving you guys some tips, I want to talk about what are some of the benefits or reasons why you should actually consider going vegan. And you can literally start by going plant-based, like a lot of people have been doing these days, and then transition that into a vegan. Now, from the food standpoint, which is what I'm been talking about, which I explained before, what's the difference between vegan diet and a plant-based diet. And just a quick recap of that topic is that I'm a plant-based person. Can not necessarily is a vegan person, so meaning he's a person that mostly eat nuts, seeds, vegetable, fruits, and they a little bit stay away from animal products. On a plant-based perspective, you still don't consume animal products, so you stay away from animal products. In the same way, you know, same way from dairy and any type of or animal byproduct as well. So that's a plant-based person. Now a vegan person on a vegan diet, a vegan person first, it's a complete macro. So it's more than just the eating aspect of it. It's mostly as a lifestyle person, because you also have some other aspect. But if we focus on the diet part or the eating part, a vegan not necessarily eat whole food meals. They mostly focus on just eating anything that is not an animal byproduct. So on a sense of like a vegan diet, you're gonna find more vegan comfort food, what they call it, and it's not necessarily focused on eating healthier per se on diet. So a person that is vegan can obtain or can eat a whole food plant-based diet, which is mostly, you know, mostly plant-based. And then but a person necessarily that's plant-based is going to have a vegan lifestyle. So I hope this doesn't confuse you guys, but yeah, so there's a slight difference there. For some might be the same thing. It don't really matter if you're new, you're starting it, so it don't matter what, you know, if you go plant-based or vegan, don't really matter all that thing. To me, all those things sometimes just create divisions instead of creating unity. However, it's good to give that that clarification there for whoever has as those confusion. So again, you a person that is plant-based is mostly focused on the eating aspect of a lifestyle, basically, right? So, and it's basically a person that doesn't consume animal products or any animal byproduct, and is focused more on whole foods like nuts, seeds, grains, vegetables, fruits, and those type of things, those type of food. A vegan person is basically just focused on not eating anything that doesn't come from an animal or animal byproduct. So that's why you'll find a vegan that might be eating something like vegan ice cream, but a person that does plant-based, they might find an alternative for that in a healthier option because they're more concerned about the health aspect of the food. So that's one of the things that I can probably mention from a perspective of a difference between one and the other. One of the benefits of going vegan, I actually want to speak about three benefits from my perspective, right? From my point of view, that allow you to kind of see why this is the way to go, basically. So I mentioned this many times, but I think it's always good to kind of always circle back these topics. And when we talk about benefits, you always want to mention the benefits to what it does eating a vegan diet or a plant-based diet to the planet. So, you know, we hear about all these different type of disasters that happens in the environment, and it's all it affecting the environment. So we want to be able to take care of this planet Earth, even if it doesn't care for you. You want to care for the next generation, right? So one of the ways you can do that is by reducing your consumption of meat, because that's the number one killer of this planet. The number one creator of pollution is animal agriculture. And by reducing and completely eliminating, which is the actual goal, animal byproduct, you're actually helping to preserve this environment, this planet. So that's one thing. Now, you're going to say, well, I'm not an environmentalist, so I don't really care about that. Okay. So by all means, you should care about the next generation. You should care about you and living in this planet. And you should care about things like that. But it's not number one on your list. Then you got to consider what, if you have a little bit of empathy, what about eating a fellow living sentient being like an animal, for example, right? We all know by eating animals, it's like you eating or you killing an animal, even if you're not personally doing it with your own hands, you're paying someone to do it, it's just still murdering, right? And at the same time, you're eating an animal that has a family, just like you have a family. You have one, most likely you have one, that has baby, mom, and all of these different things. And I'm quite sure that that animal doesn't want to die. It wants to live. He or she wants to live. So if you have a little bit of empathy, how you feel by taking somebody else's life? So that's something that you have to have in your mind and think about. Even though if you don't care about the animal, but think about like how is it was as a family member of yours, right? You know, just because, or a friend of yours, how do you feel? Do you feel empathy by when people are dying from sickness or being killed or being mistreated by someone else that is bullying this person or a kid? So if you have a little bit of empathy towards those persons, why is that just different to an animal? So it's about looking at the animals when it comes to sentient beings, looking at them as equal instead of looking at them down because you feel like you're a superior species. So that's called speciesism, because you feel like you're a superior species. So that's why you look down into them. And then that's why you feel that they're like a martyr for you instead of looking at them as a partner, as a friend, as part of this environment as well. So that's something to think about when we talk about and eating animals or adopting a plant-based or a vegan diet is focusing on that aspect of the lifestyle as well. So my third point is health. So for most of y'all, if you don't care about the planet, you don't care about an animal, the health plays a big role. We all want to be healthy. We all know how having a high immune system plays a big role to these days now with so many things going on in the world. So, and then now everyone's talking about, oh, you gotta keep your boost your immune system. You gotta keep a high immune system. You have to do this. You have to eat healthy. And vegans been talking healthy for so many years, right? For the same reason, because we've been telling y'all that you have to have, or you have to keep a healthy system, a healthy body. Body's like a temple. You have to take care of it, right? And then it all starts by what you feed on it, what you put in it. If you put dead stuff in your body, guess what's going to happen? It's gonna catch up on you. So you got to start thinking about from that perspective too. You don't care about the animal, you don't care about the planet, but you should care about your health, right? So you care about your health. It's taking care of your health, eating good, exercising, drinking water, doing all the necessary things that you need to do to be able to accomplish that optimal health. And it's not very difficult. You know, a lot of people suffer from high blood pressure, cancer, diabetes, all these type of diseases, obesity, and all these things can be taken care of by having a plant-based or a vegan diet. Especially a healthy one, right? Because, I mean, if you eat Oreos all day because they're vegan, of course, we all know that that's not a healthy eating habit. That's why I always tell people, if you're going to transition to a vegan diet, if you didn't have a healthy diet, what makes you think that once you transition, you're going to have a healthier diet? So you have to have a healthy lifestyle once you transition. Now, the key here is that you can learn all these different things. We all been programmed to eat a certain way for so many years, just called paradigms. And now we have to reprogram ourselves how to eat, how to live. But the good thing is that we can create positive paradigm that allow us to obtain or live a healthy lifestyle or a healthy diet by adapting some of these things. Now, most people, they learn either by something difficult, hard happening in their life, so they have to switch, or they learn by repetition. So listening or hearing or watching things over and over again, that's why that's how we reprogram our programs, right? That's how we delete our program and we reprogram ourselves. That's what television does, social media does. It's just feeding you over things over and over again. That way start programs you in your brain as like the new reality. So just create a new paradigm. So what I mean with this is like, if you want to reprogram yourself to learn how to eat now, you have to educate yourself and learn new things about the lifestyle, learn what's the right foods to eat, not the food to eat. And then once you do that, then you can start incorporating those things and learning how to live this life ultimately. One thing that I did when I was transitioning is that for me, it was very, very crucial, very important that I was focused on what I needed to do. I'm a person that when I take a task, if I commit to it and I go all in, and if I get stuck in something, I look for information, look for help, and look for research. I start finding ways to find my answer. I don't get stuck and be like, okay, I'm done with this, I'm not gonna do it. I might stop for that day and maybe reset, or for a moment reset, change the topic of like something else, and come back when I feel that I got something else going on as far as an idea. But my point is that those are three reasons that I wanted to touch base to you guys, wanted to bring to you guys why you wanna consider going vegan and how it will be beneficial for you and for the world and for your health and for everything else and for all the humans and sentient beings, actually. Human beings, because you're taking care of the planet, and sentient beings, because you're taking care of the animals, and at the same time for yourself, how beneficial it will be to transition to that vegan lifestyle. Now, let's talk about ways that you can make that transition that smoother, because I know a lot of people suffer or find it difficult to go cold turkey and then say, well, you know what, I'm going vegan tomorrow and I'm done with this, right? Some people rather do a more step-by-step approach or more, you know, I go meatless Mondays and things in that nature. And that's all fine. As long as you progress, I think you're going to be able to be successful. Although success is a progression, realization of all the ideas. So if you have an idea or transitioning to a vegan diet, as long as every day you're making steps, you're making strides towards that goal, you're succeeding. So I think the problem is that when you get stuck, then you just don't move forward. You just stay there. So the key here is that you have to continue progress. So I feel like a few things that you can do to kind of go and move forward and to your transition, some things that I'm going to be pointing out here are the following. I got to mention about six tips that you can do or can use to kind of go that you can transition at last most move to a vegan diet or a plant-based diet, whichever you prefer, which for this purpose could probably be the same for if you're a new person on this. You probably know vegan more than you know plant-based. Plant-based is a term that has came out not too long ago. So I think you can either use both if you just started getting started. So don't get caught up in all that name thing, right? Okay, so if you're getting started, one thing that I always suggest is to find help, you know? Sometimes we get, sometimes in this might not be the first thing. I'm not mentioning things based on priority. I'm just giving you the tips. So the order, you're more than welcome to switch which one you feel it should be done first or second. I mean, I'll let you go on that route. However, I'm just going to say that help is always plays a good role here. You always need to have a mentor. I was talking to a friend of mine, and we all agree that even the greatest, they require mentorship. Even the greatest have coaches. Even some of the most famous athletes and even professionals, they get help on a regular basis. So why is it different between you and I? So we should all get help. You should always try to find a better way to do things to improve yourself. So if this is an aspect of your life that you really care and you really want to handle, find help. Look for someone that knows this lifestyle better. Look for someone that has done it for many years, has been successful doing it in many ways, many aspects of the lifestyle, and then seek for their help, seek for their guidance, seek for their advice. Listen to them, and then you might be able to learn one thing or two about how can you make this transition and last smoother. Some of the things that they did that were, you know, they wish they could have done better, and then you don't make the same mistake. So finding help is always plays a good role. I always advise people to find help. I mean, you got so many people in social media, Instagram, Facebook, and on TikTok, different people posting different type of information. And then it's always good to see what they're posting and see what they're doing, see how they're eating, the recipes and all these kind of things. So finding help is a good point. And then you also have multiple online coaching, lifestyle coaching, transitioning coaches, vegan coaches, and then trainers and all the different things. So it's always a good way to find a reliable source, somebody that have experience in this, somebody that has helped people and then you seen success, that you can definitely seek help from. So that will be one of the best things you can possibly do for your transitioning period. So my second thing is you need to have the right mindset. And this probably could be my first advice if you want to go from one to zero, six or whatnot. You have to have the right mindset. What I mean with the right mindset, it's like anything in life, you got to be committed. You have to be in the proper energy level, in the proper vibration to be able to tap into that. What I mean with that is that if you say you want to go vegan or you want to eat a vegan diet, you have to be aware, mentalized that's what you want to go and that's your end goal. So you're going to be fighting different type of adversities in a row. People telling you, you're not going to succeed. That's not good for you. You don't have enough protein. All these different things, they're going to be thrown at you all day long. And how you commit and how you act towards those things is key. So here you gotta, you're gonna have to play a really good role on how do you block all those different things. You focus on the task in hand, which is adopting a vegan diet or a plant-based diet. So that's gonna be very, very important. So you need to have the right mindset. What's your right mindset? It's okay, I'm going vegan and I don't know how to do this, but I'm gonna figure it out. I'm gonna talk to people that need to talk. I'm gonna follow the people I need to follow. I'm gonna read the information I need to read. I'm gonna learn what I need to learn. And then just go step by step, doing it a little bit, and applying those different things too as well. So anything that you do in life that includes changes and creating something new for you is gonna be scary. And not only gonna be scary, but at the same time involve a different mind towards things, because if you've been doing the same thing over and over again, it's not taking you the resources you want to get. So once you switch things around, now you have to switch your mindset. And by switching your mindset, that means that now you have to tap into a different level. And then that's going to include, it's going to mean that you have to definitely start focusing on things from a different perspective. So when we're talking about having the right mindset, is that you got to be ready for whatever is going to be thrown at you, and you have to be mentally ready. I always tell people, like, sports, and I use the analogy of sports. Of course, I'm an athlete, but jobs, anything like those things includes, you have to have the right mind to be able to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish. So a level of concentration, a level of focus, a level of willpower. You have to have a level of all these different tangibles to be able to, and people call it powers, to be able to address these different things too as well. So when we're talking about changing your lifestyle, changing your diet, and you know it's gonna be scary. People are gonna be saying a lot. But since you have the right mindset, no matter what they say, you're still going to stay through to it, and you're going to commit to it, and you're just going to do it. One of my third advice is you want to stay with the basic. You want to stay focused on eating the basic. What I mean with eating the basic is that when you're switching from eating your conventional diet to eating a plant-based, most likely you have to learn how to prepare some food, because let's say there's not as many options as far as like going to restaurants, going out to eat. Of course, now there are more depending on where you live compared to when I started. But the point is that you want to stay eating the basic. What's the basic? You know, fruit, vegetable, nuts, seed, grains. That's basic food, right? So every place that you go, you're going to find rice for the most part. You're going to find rice. You're going to find beans. You're going to find fruits. You're going to find veggies. So eating the basic allows you to not to overcomplicate things, to make easy that step to transition, because you're just eating basic food that you can find everywhere. Like any grocery store, you can find dry beans and you can just cook those beans. So you can find canned beans or any presentation of beans. You can find grains and rice, quinoa, couscous, and all these different type of grain. You can find nuts and seed. You can find cashew, almonds, you can pumpkin seed, and all these different type of seed that you can find. And then you start eating those basic stuff, and that will allow you to not necessarily make it too difficult for you. So once you start getting more seasoning, you start learning how to cook and seeing recipes, then you can start incorporating more fancy, more elaborated meals. For the basic, for the most part, stay eating the basic. That's going to allow you to do that transition smooth without having to focus too much in like, oh my God, do I have to prep this 5, 10, 7 course meal? I want to say that you have to learn how to make your own food will be my number four pieces of advice, right? Because like I mentioned, if you want to eat basic, you definitely have to learn how to make your own meals, prep your own meals, cook your own meals. You start eating basic, start eating the food you like. But those food means that you have to learn how to eat, how to prep your meal. So I will put two advice. With one is that you have to learn how to make your own food, and at the same time, try to make foods that you're familiar with. So let's say that if you like cooking, or you like eating rice beans, some protein, some animal flesh protein, and you know, eating plantains, for example, just put it from that perspective, then easily you can make that from a vegan presentation by just removing the animal body segregation, the dead animal out of your plate. What you can do is you can just find either an alternative product, or you can create, or you can cook your own product as well. You can create your own protein source, either with lentils or whatnot, whatever it requires for you to accomplish that goal. So it's very, very important that you learn how to cook your own meal. And for that, it's not very complicated. There's a lot of really quick, easy recipes. You can find a lot of recipes on YouTube. You can find a lot of recipes in the internet. I mean, you can find a lot of easy to make recipes in the internet, and then those allows you to kind of elaborate really nice, easy meals. I'm gonna give a shout out to the Flynn brothers. They actually have quite a few videos on YouTube about how to cook in 5 minutes. So very easy meals that you can prep. They always talk about a framework. A framework basically is some staple ingredients, right? You know, vegetables, grains. They use a couple of seasonings. They use a lot of tahini. So, and soy sauce, tamari also as well. So what I mean with that is, like, they keep a staple. So this is how my food can start from these group of items, you know, from these basic things that they utilize, call it a framework. And then from there, you can add more things to it. So that's what they call a framework. Number five is that you want to connect with other vegans. You want to be able to network with other vegans, right? And the reason why I said this is because we all know that networking is very important, very crucial, very key. It's very nice. It's very good to be around people that share the same similarity or lifestyle that you share, because it allows you to also feel excluded. It allows you to feel part of something, part of a community. And for us humans, we cherish that kind of activity. We share with other humans, we share with other people, especially that have something that we alike, same things that we have similarity. If you like playing chess, and then you try to hang out with guys or girls, you know, people that like play chess as well, because they're, you know, it's the same passion you have. So when it comes down to eating this lifestyle, it's always good that you find a group that you can be part of, and then that community allows you to share ideas, to mastermind, right? It's called it as well. So always find a group, share with people, talk to people that like to eat the same way you like to eat. And my last piece of advice, guys, is that you have to keep learning and keep improving. You know, you're going to make mistakes. Sometimes you're not going to figure it out. I remember when I started, I wasn't sure, very sure about the honey situation. So for a period of time, I was eating honey, and I was like, I thought honey was vegan, but it wasn't. Ended up being vegan, and then I ended up finding why it was not vegan. So I researched the reason why it wasn't vegan. So when I researched, it was like, oh no, I had to cut honey completely out of my diet. I'm talking about almost 20 years ago. So this is not recently. So this is something that happened when I just got started, because I wasn't sure, because there wasn't much information. Remember back then, it was vegetarian. So vegetarian, some of them used to eat honey. So consume honey. So I wasn't very clear with the whole honey situation. But my point is that I keep learning, I keep improving. And I'm still this day, I'm still learning and improving. Now I just recently signed up for a cooking class. So I'm learning how to elaborate, make more better food. Now I'm learning how to cook without oil. So I always constantly improving. I just don't want to stay stagnant. I think when you stay stagnant, anything in life, you kind of block your progress. So you want to continue improving and learning. That way, because I wanted to just give you guys the basic on how you can take this information and just go from here. But nothing is going to be able to happen if you don't take action. You have to take action. So if you want to transition, yeah, you're already thinking about it. Then you have to go forward. Think about, okay, if I'm doing is beneficial, yes. If I'm doing is going to affect other people, no. If I'm doing is going to get you closer to my goal, yes. If what I'm is transitioning to a vegan diet, is really something good for myself? Yeah. So you answer yes to all those questions and no to that's not, you're not hurting anyone, then what's stopping you to making that decision? Just make the decision, take action, and go for it. Change your lifestyle, be good, be happy, save animal, save your health, save this planet, and remember, go vegan, guys. So I'm gonna leave you guys with that, and we'll see you guys in the next episode, okay? All right, guys, take care, and thank you for everything that you guys do for me. Appreciate you guys. Love you.